So what have I been reflecting on? What have I been thinking about? Well, just a couple of weeks ago, I was in Birmingham at Majimaloka, and I was sitting out on my patio in the sunshine, yes, in the sunshine, and I started thinking about creativity. For some reason or other, thoughts about creativity started coming into my mind. And I thought, well, perhaps it wouldn't be a bad idea if I shared some of these thoughts about creativity with some of my friends, some of the people, you know, within the movement. So my first thought was, well, why not go down to London? Yeah? Why not share them with people attending the LBC, who are always so receptive and enthusiastic and who always give me such a wonderful welcome? So I made a phone call or two, and very smoothly, very efficiently, of course, it was all arranged. So here I am. And of course, also launching here Kantipalu's book. So I'm, to use a very un-Buddhistic expression, killing two birds with one stone. So anyway, now for the second stone. Creativity. One of the things that occurred to me, one of the thoughts that occurred to me was that nowadays we use this term creative, you know, rather loosely. It's been rather debased, rather vulgarized. Some time ago I heard of something called creative accounting. Well, it used to be called falsification, but it's become creative. Huh? All sorts of things have become creative, you know. You get a sheet of paper and you scribble on it a bit, and well, you're being creative, apparently. You could even win a prize, huh? Who knows? Huh? So this term creative and the term creativity, these terms have become, you know, rather overworked. They've become clichés. They've lost much of their significance. So I was just trying to think, you know, what it really meant to be creative, what creativity really meant. I don't want to spend too much on this topic because it is rather abstract. I want to get on to something more concrete as soon as I can. But let's just linger for a few minutes on this question of, well, what is creativity? Creativity, we could say, means producing something new, bringing something new into existence. But it isn't just that, because everything that is new is not necessarily creative, even though what is creative is new, or that creativity does consist in the bringing into existence of something which is new, or, if you like, something which is original. Of course, people nowadays also set great store by being original. But you can't really be original by taking thought. That sort of originality is a false, it's an artificial originality. It's not the real thing. You can only be original, you can only produce something original if you are original. That doesn't mean being eccentric. It means, in a way, being yourself. It means being in touch with yourself, knowing who and what you are, having or developing insights, vision, having imagination. If you can be yourself in that way, well, you will be creative in the sense of producing something original, something which partakes of the nature of creativity. So I think it's quite important, you know, to understand this.